Today's scripture reading is from Mark 4, 21 through 25, which is on page 38 of your pew Bible. He said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the bushel basket or under the bed and not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nor is anything secret except to come to light. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And then he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. The measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given to you. For to those who have, more will be given, and from those who have nothing, even what they have, will be taken away." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Pat. Yeah. Just looking over here at Carol's granddaughter, Kelly's daughter, Annalisa, and you see that cute little harp there. And have you seen the chair? Can you see the chair back where you're at? Yeah. This is not like the cutest thing in the world. And yeah, I thought it might be fun if I would pull that out and sit on it. But if I broke it, it wouldn't be very cute, would it? Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, again, that's Carol's granddaughter, Kelly's daughter, that she had planted that gift and that passion into each of them. And this thing that we lift up today, it's a generational thing. It's a thing one shared to another. It's not just about the thing that we have. It's about that which God has entrusted us with to share it. That light of Christ is something that's not just about us trying to find our gift and what makes us unique and special. It's about the responsibility to share that out into the darkness in the world. Yeah, so Carol had come to me and she's battling cancer and trying to live the best, most positive way she can, always somebody of the light. And she wanted that to be part of her message, but also the message that you put out there to be the message that you take in. And to live that out. And if any of you know Carol very well, you know that how important that is to her and how much she does that. If you get on her website, you'll see that. She's out doing that everywhere, playing for all kinds of people who are hurting and discovering all kinds of ways in which her gift and the gift of music has a healing power in it. So it's part of the wonderful miracle that happens whenever we yield up our best selves to God, our gifts that God's already entrusted us with. And that's part of what I want to share with you. That's part of what it means to stand in the light, to live the light out, to take that part that is unique in us, that is best in us. So what I ask the children to do, I'm asking all of you to do, because we don't always see that. We don't always know that, what our best selves is, when we shine. When is that? So ask the people who know you best and love you most. Ask your spouse why they married you, for instance, you know? Ask them what your best thing is and ask your best friends. And if nobody else knows, you know, ask your mom if you can. And if your mom can't tell you, oh man, I don't know what to tell you, all right? And we'll be lifting that up in a couple weeks here about Mother's Day and so forth. But, you know, we have a responsibility, one, to find out what that is. And the people that know us best can help us. And then to share that out into the world. And that's why we've got this launch thing going on, that you might have an opportunity to discover that you might have an opportunity to share that light in the way that God has created and blessed and called you. We're all unique. We all have a gift. And sometimes it's hard to find our gift. You know, we have to ask, and we need help. And sometimes it's hard to find a place to plug that in. There isn't any slot in which, you know, our unique gifts fit. So sometimes, like what Carol did, we have to create a new ministry. There was no heart ministry before Carol started that. You know that, right? And there is none like it in the world that we know about. It is unique. And she came to Pastor Billy Still and wanted to start that. And you know, God bless his heart. He said yes and gave her an opportunity, and it just took off. It just took off. We know and planted in the hearts. There's something about that. And it's not anything you would have ever predicted. This instrument is not easy. It's not light. How many of you, you know, when your kids were in band and your kids said, "I want to play the drums," And then you spent that $1,000 on the drums, and they said, I don't think I want to play the drums anymore. And you said, okay. No, you didn't say that, did you? You said, we spent a lot of money on this, right? And you're gonna make a commitment to it. Well, how much more a harp like this is and what it takes. And these are not easy to haul around. It's not easy to learn. And it takes commitment. It's an instrument with requires deep, lasting commitment, which is what our light is, the light of Christ. And so that God blesses us gift, we need to honor that gift. We need to discover it. We need to develop it. We need to use it out into the world, like Carol had done, you know. And Carol and I had talked to Pastor Billy Still about this, my predecessor here, and Carol and I didn't, we got off kind of on the wrong foot because of something I said that she misunderstood. Then I can understand why. When she told me it was the only one in the world, I said, you know, it's like God's people. In the book of Psalms, God calls God's people peculiar. Thou art a peculiar treasure unto me. And I thought I was imparting that in very spiritual tones. That she would understand that I meant there was the only one that we had, and God would know. She heard peculiar in a not so peculiar way, the way that many of us hear peculiar. So we kind of got, well, we worked through all of that, of course, and understand each other better, I think. And I tell you, there's nobody I appreciate like Carol and what she has meant to our church and what she has meant about inspiring others and teaching me why this church is special and unique. So I want to show you about a little bit about the video that she helped us put together, and we had some other people that donated so that we could do this. So I want to thank those people as well, anonymously. But Al, do you want to play that? This is a 40-second clip off this. As I said, Randy put it on Facebook, and it's on our website now. So you can click on it, see the full thing if you didn't get to see it before, and turn your friends on to it and people that may be curious about our church. So go ahead and play that, Al. It's an advertisement about our church.
That's so professional, guys. So great. I'm Carol McLaughlin, and I have this absolutely amazing opportunity to work at St. Paul's United Methodist Church for the past 11 years. One, ready, play. We started a harp choir, the only one in the world. Every human being has a spark of something extraordinary in them. And it's our own responsibility to find a way to make that spark come alive, bringing it forth for the betterment of the church and the betterment of the community, betterment of the world.
Okay, so that's a little bit about that, about Carol, if you didn't know anything about her before, and kind of what moves her, and that whole idea of that the light is something that God gives us, and something we need to pass on, and something we need to be a good steward of. And so that means we discover it, and we develop it, and we find a way to inspire others to do the same. That's our great hope. And standing in the light to me also means something different. It means that, you know, I'm thinking about, Brent and I were just talking earlier, and our friend, our very talented piano player, is telling me about he's taking on a new gig because we don't play and we don't pay piano players what we should, you know, in the church and so forth, what he deserves. They don't pay pastors what they deserve either, but I can't live on that, so it's supposed to be funny. I guess it's not, you know. Anyway, so Brent was sharing with me, he's got a group of elementary kids, and he was playing a recital, a show, and with third graders, and he was kind of nervous about it for the kids, and one of the third graders had a big solo. He just stepped out there and just stepped into the light and all those people in that auditorium, and he just sang, no hesitation, anything, just sang this beautiful thing, and in Brent's words, it was amazing, and I got thinking about that. You know, when you're in third grade, there's a lot of things you don't know. You know, you don't know that people will judge you. You don't know to be afraid. You don't know to be ashamed. You don't know to not be confident about your gifts. And so he just did that thing. He just stood right up in the light and shared that gift that God gave him. And it was beautiful. And people were inspired by it and moved by it. That's what it means to stand in the light. And to not be afraid, to not be ashamed, to take that gift that God gives you. To not stand in the light, to stand in the darkness means something else. When we stand in the dark, we're not at our best. We're not at our most confident. We're not at our bravest. I think about a time my father, and it was in the Air Force, and my brother and I, if throughout the day we misbehaved, there would be that conversation that we would have about how we were going to suffer consequences and what those might be. And a lot of them had to do with that stupid Air Force belt. I hate that thing to this day, that blue Air Force belt that many of you know about. And so my dad was thinking, we'd go in the living room to do this for some reason. I don't know why, but we trotted into the living room, and on the way, the phone rings. So my dad runs over to get the phone. He says, I'll be back. And gee, Dad, we were hoping you'd forget, you know. And my brother and I can't tell you why, just that your mind doesn't work right when you're, you know, alarmed and afraid and so forth. And so when he's in there, I'm like, what do we do? And I said, let's hide. that doesn't make sense or anything. It's like Adam and Eve in creation, you know, they eat the apple and they hear God coming, and all they can think to do is hiding from God, you know. Hiding from your father, trying to escape the natural consequences of your actions. And so my brother, he darted off in our living room. We had this dark corner. And for some reason, we would hide in there. If we wanted to scare each other, we'd hide in that corner and wait till they were watching TV. I don't know why we did that either, but we did. And anyway, he took that place. So I didn't know where to go. So I'm doing this, you know. And my dad walks back in the room. And he says, where's your brother? He's right over there in that corner. When we're in the dark, we're not at our best. We're at our worst. We're ashamed, or we're afraid, or we're just not the people that God created us to be. And that's not who we are. We are the children of the light. We are the people of God. That light that is in us, that light it requires great responsibility and commitment. And my hope, my friends, and what we've offered to you, that you'll find that light in you. You'll find out what that gift is, and you'll own it, and you'll be responsible for it, knowing that it comes from God, and it's not ours alone. God entrusts us with it, and then we'll stand in the light of Christ. Wherever we go, we'll live in that light, and we'll share the light we have, and we will not succumb to the darkness. That's my prayer, and that's my hope. Will you pray with me? Lord, I pray for each one here. We all have our own struggles, like we all have our own gifts and blessings. And Lord, you've gifted each of us. You love us all. We're flawed, and we make mistakes. But you never give up on us in your light. Even though we may duck out of it, it's always there. Always leading us, always beckoning us, always offering us a better way. Help us to choose that way and live that way and offer that way to a world filled with darkness. And these elements that we are about to partake in, this holy act of communion, that you would bless them, this bread and this wine, and that what we offer to all will be accepted graciously as it's intended, that we will receive it knowing that we're not worthy of it, but it's given out of love and a desire to help us. For we are your children, and you are our God, and we commend our lives to you once again. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen.